this has been a real struggle for them for really, you know, since he left the White House. And, you know, look, you've seen stories over the past couple months. I've written a few of them myself about, you know, they've been looking at, are they going to join some of these other conservative alternative platforms that are out there like Parler, CloudHub. You saw Jason Miller, his former spokesman and senior advisor, left to start this thing that's financed by Steve Bannon and Guo Wengui. It's called Getter. They're still trying to get Trump on there. But, you know, the thing I've heard repeatedly from my sources inside of Trump world is that, one, he wants to make some money off of this. And that's the primary goal of this. Two, nobody's entirely sure whether it's actually a good thing for him to get back on Twitter. You know, one of the things they bring up, or, you know, some kind of Twitter alternative, you know, what they bring up routinely is that, you know, that the month of August was uniquely terrible politically for Joe Biden with the Afghanistan debacle. So, you know, why put Trump back out there when, you know, his opponent, ostensibly his potential 2024 opponent, is getting beat up on this? And then there's another problem too, which I hear about repeatedly, which is they just have problems getting things done. And one of my sources kind of compared this to like infrastructure week during the Trump administration. Although I guess that seems to be a bipartisan thing in terms of trying to get infrastructure done.
Also, is there any pushback against the idea, since he does still get a lot of press coverage without having a traditional social media presence?
Yeah. You know, ironically enough, I was listening to it was a podcast with Michael Steele, the former Maryland lieutenant governor, former RNC chairman on with the Never Trumpers, Renew America movement. I was listening to that yesterday. And he kind of made that point. He said, you know, Trump doesn't need a social media bullhorn. He already took over the party, the Republican Party, and he already, you know, gets a ton of play. So maybe he doesn't need it. And I think that's another thing I heard from one former Trump campaign advisor in particular kind of brought this up and said, you know, look, it's actually good when Trump is off of social media. It's good for him politically because his numbers tend to do just a little bit better. People forget about some of the, you know, the wackier things that he would say. So things that are, you know, provably false and, you know, even potentially dangerous. So, you know, there's that fog of, you know, not having him around constantly, which tends to improve his image. So, and that's another part of the calculus that they're going through. As in all things, Trump and Trump world is kind of a jumble of dynamics stopping things from happening.
Hey, Tom, we only have a few seconds left, but Trump just sued to get his Twitter account back. Is it possible that Trump is just talking about these other options, but isn't really serious and realizes that his greatest reach, to him at least, was on Twitter and he needs it badly?
I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, look, you know, he needs to get back on. Does he need to get back out there? Yes, maybe. He clearly likes the attention. That's one constant with him. You know, he's still doing these lawsuits against Twitter, Facebook. They're signing up new people. That's what one of his spokespeople told me, to join the class action suit. You know, does any of that work? And I guess that's the key question with him. And right now, it doesn't look like any of it's working, frankly.